வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீ குரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 17th of March, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam.
Swami, anything within your experience which has come by chance, anything, whatever you like, Swami, come by chance, which has come by chance.
I guess, yes, I was, became sick by chance.
Huh?
I became sick by chance.
Then again you are asking. You infected some disease. Then you became sick. There is no time.
The other day, Srila Prabhupada, I went in the shower. I turned on the shower and the thing broke and hit me on the head. It was chance.
Yes, because you're Raska, therefore you're
Raska. But it was chance.
It was not chance. You are a rascal. That is not chance. Cause is your rascalism. You cannot find out anything by chance. Monadu said, Maharaj, you can find out. And he said, by chance.
What about gambling, Prabhupada? Somebody wins, somebody loses. That's by chance.
That is not chance.
They would say everything is by chance. You say green. You say yellow flower with green leaf. So, but through evolution, there has been so many other combinations.
Then
now we're just
the cause. Huh? Then evolution is the cause. How you can say chance?
No, it's just many, many different combinations. Now you are seeing the yellow and green, so
right.
You are appreciating.
There is a process in the evolution, therefore you find it. You cannot say chance.
Well, the evolution happens by chance.
No.
It's like you said, all the trees are growing up, not one going this way, not by chance.
Yes. Nothing by chance.
Like if you throw dice, they may come up in one.
Then all dice become cause? Chance.
Well, what causes it to be 7 or 11 or another number? Chance.
Not chance. You will not throw that.
Because I don't know this.
That's right. Because I don't know. Ignorance.
Yes. They want to cover their ignorance by this theory. Chance. They want to become very intelligent by chance. That is not fair. For intelligence, you have to learn from a superior person. It cannot be done by chance. Who has become learned scholar by chance?
That is pseudo philosophy, this chance. Yes.
Everyone has to work very hard, pass examination, and then he becomes an educated man. Very by chance one has become learned.
What about two people born in the same circumstance, each has equal education and equal background, but one becomes rich and one remains poor? That's chance.
That is the fate. Fate is the cause, destiny. Otherwise, so many people are working hard. Why not everyone is becoming rich? By chance. Kalena sarvatra gabhiram. This is the instruction of the Bhagavatam. Tallabhati dukkha bhaganata sukham. There are two things, happiness and distress. But they're being controlled by the time. You have infected some disease, in time it will come out, manifested. And the doctor says, oh, you infected disease, take this in there. The time factor is, you have to wait to see the result. It is not chance. As soon as you do something, immediately the reaction begins. But you do not see the result immediately, but wait and you'll find.
We say that everything has a cause.
Yes.
But then we have causeless mercy. So would that be chance?
Huh?
We have also causeless mercy, meeting the pure devotee. Yes. Is that a chance?
No, we don't accept the chance. The causeless is the mercy. Causeless mercy is the cause. Yeah. The mercy may be causeless, but the mercy is the cause.
Mm. But the which is the cause?
The mercy is the cause.
That's the cause.
You did nothing to deserve it, but it's caused your good fortune.
Yeah.
I'm just listening. That poet from Ireland asked you, Srila Prabhupada, when you were in Rome, said, I want to know who told God all that he knows, because...
What is that?
He asked, who has informed God of all knowledge? Everyone has to learn from someone. So he said, who informed God?
Prabhupada said, first you have to know what God means.
Yes, that is Swaraj.
I think that poet was funny.
Yes.
Yes.
He admitted that he was confused.
This philosophy pervades all of modern science. Mm-hmm. This chance theory.
Yes.
They say that by chance, after some time...
Because they have finished that science. They have researched and done so many years now, their scientific knowledge is liquidated. Now they're giving this chance. Because they cannot explain. There, Vidyabuddhi is finished. That is the problem now. For the scientists, it is a problem now. So far their limited knowledge is concerned. They've done everything, discovered everything. Now there is no scope of working and discovering. That is the position of the scientists.
So they should come to you.
Well, that is another thing. But this is their actual position. Now that the position is how to bluff and get money. Because stock is finished. Bluffing stock is now finished. Now they have to give theories like this, chance, and make big, big words, jugglery.
Why don't they make research into consciousness?
What they will finish? Whatever their limited knowledge, they possess, that is finished. They have no scope.
They should look to the field of consciousness.
They are doing it now, but they are studying the brain. They think the brain is the source of consciousness. So they study
people... No, what from the brain can? What will answer?
Well, it is evolved.
Again, by chance. Brain become by chance. That means failure of the stock.
I heard one professor in Berkeley.
You prepare brain or keep something, then by chance there will be a brain.
Think a monkey's brain in my chair.
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in one of your purports, you mentioned that great scientists like Einstein, Newton, and Chandra Bose have such great brains, but who has created their brain?
Yes.
This is a very clever argument for your divine grace. That they will not
we are appreciating the brain of big scientists, but who has created that brain? No appreciation. You see how fool you are. You cannot create that brain. You create another contemporary brain like the big man. Even that big man cannot. The big man before dying, he should have considered, now I'll die now, let me create another brain like me. And that will work. That becomes. That must be third man. Third brain who has created. You cannot do it.
There is actual proof, Prabhupada, that when these scientists and great so-called poets, when they die refusing to admit the authority of God, they die a very terrible death, just like in France. There used to be a great philosopher named Voltaire, and at the end of his life, because his whole writings and existence, he tried to disprove the existence of God. He went insane, and he was eating his own stool and urine. And a priest came to him and said, why don't you accept the existence of God? You have become such great poets. He said, I will never accept the existence of God. But he became to the point where he was eating his own stool and urine. This has been recorded.
This is the punishment. Punishment there is all right. But they are so stubborn fool still.
Prabhupada, the one great brain researcher, he spent 19 years searching for the memory in the brain.
There is a story that two friends talking on the point that how this was cut, separate. One friend said it is by knife, and the other friend said, no, it was by scissor. So they went. One said, no, it is knife. He said, no, it is scissor. So the knife man was very strong, so he took him to the water. That you say it is knife, other I shall drown it. So he said, I'll never say. Then he said, when he was drowned, he was being like this. See there. See there. When he was actually drowned, and he had no other means to say, then he was like this. It is Caesar, it is Caesar. This is their argument. However punished they may be, they'll do this.
Huh? They will say that you are too impatient. No. We see that in all science there's been a natural progression. Now they have, in a test tube, they have made some tissues, and the tissues are sustaining themselves and are living. So in due course, they'll be able to create some functioning brain.
But what is the use of your creation? It is already created. Why you are rascal? What
we can create a better brain.
No.
By our scientific endeavor.
Lesser, how we can make
postulate a check again.
Again,
but you must give us some time, because we are working hard in the laboratories.
I shall give you a kick.
You're
no time. I shall give you a kick.
That's not very scientific.
No, I know. It is scientific. You are stubborn. Caesar philosophy.
Most brain researchers admit they could never create a brain.
Huh?
Most brain scientists will admit they could never make a brain. Too difficult.
At last they will accept. Yes, I was foolish.
Then they get a prize.
So if I say from the beginning that you are foolish, I'm helping him.
Yes.
Because he has to admit at the end that he's a foolish.
He was one of the biggest brain researchers. He had to admit there was a mind. There was something else other than the brain.
When I was in America, I got one report. One person was telling me they had read of this person. It shows the limit, how unlimited someone can eat anything. This one man, he has been for 20 years eating an automobile. He takes different parts of the automobile, grinding it down, and daily he eats different parts of it.
I see madman. This is iron, yes. Metal, you think?
He's eating by grinding it very finely into powder. His program is to consume one entire automobile. Tires, windshield, everything.
That's why he'll become famous.
And how he lives?
Apparently, he takes a little enough quantity that it doesn't disturb, and it's ground down very finely into
he
powder.
He eats other stuff, too.
Yeah, he eats other things also.
Also, one lady, she was daily eating one glass of dirt. Soil. One lady was eating soil. One glass. Saying it was good for health.
I think the goat, the animal, the goat, they eat pens. They can eat metal.
Yeah.
So maybe
pigeons, they can eat straw.
Srila Prabhupada, you once explained how the cow eats grass and it produces such a rich vitamin food like milk.
Yes.
So you asked me the question, is there vitamins in the grass? And obviously, there's not such vitamins in grass that is produced in milk. So the vitamins are coming from Krishna, yes?
Yes, because if you eat grass, considering that there is vitamin, there is indeed, then you got. Cows are eating grass, dry grass, and giving a nice wet milk. Mm-hmm. Now, if you eat it, there is vitamin. Let me eat, and you die. So who made this animal?
You may argue, though, that even women give milk after this baby, and they eat all sorts of things.
They eat grass?
Well, they eat meat, they eat fish, and they're making milk also.
Milk is there, but... it is not that It is due to eating such and such.
Yeah, that doesn't prove.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now they will say that if the cow is fed, is good, given good feed, then the milk is better. If the cow is given good feed, then the milk is much better.
That I admit. But one thing is, that you practically say the cow is eating dry grass and giving you full of vitamin milk. So that does not mean that dry grass is the cause of vitamin.
No.
Otherwise, you could eat also the dry grass instead of purchasing vitamin pills. Your country is very much fond of vitamin pills. You eat grass. Why you are after vitamin pills? Saurabh, you can take vitamin pills with grass.
Srila Prabhupada, we saw a science film in Stanford, and one process of protein synthesis they called the magic factor.
Again,
they didn't
call chance. Magic is also chance.
So that must have been the Krishna factor.
Everything else but Krishna. Magic,
you see, the tree, coconut tree, the hard nut, and the water. Now, according to scientific idea, there must be pipe, there must be pumping, and there must be water, then it can raise the water. Where is such things? How the water is coming?
To the tree?
Yes. From the top. So high. There is no pipe, there is no pump, nothing. You do it. Instead of calling a plumber, you do something, then the water will come in this tank.
Well, they will say that the roots of the trees bring the water up.
That is nonsense. You make such root and bring water here. Then you have scientific knowledge of the truth. You cannot do it. Can you do it? We are spending so much money for bringing water. Bring the root and bring water.
We have done better. We can do it faster. Within a few minutes, we can bring
but
so much water here.
You must start. You'll never be able to do it if I don't pay you.
Well, we have money, so we have
no,
become
have
more
no
involved.
Money. You have not money. That's why you're working on my order. You have no money. You have no money.
I know.
There is one story in the magazine, National Geographic, of a valuable diamond, the Hope Diamond, most valuable in the world, was stolen from a deity of Sita Devi. So every single person that has ever gotten the diamond has been killed.
Sita Devi?
Yes, a deity of Sita Devi. They stole the diamond from this deity many years ago.
This diamond is in the Washington, D.C.
Yes,
Washington, D.C.
Anyone that ever stole it was killed. So everyone is very much afraid now. They can't understand why everyone is dying that has taken the diamond.
Stole it from India?
Yes.
Ravenous. Who stole it?
The largest diamond in the world.
Yeah. The British side, they stole so many diamonds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The whole British Museum is doing it.
The whole British Museum means stolen property from many countries. Yeah. Especially in India.
Prabhupada, I've heard that previously in India, some pundit says that when they used to put the jewels on the deities, they used to put some mantras that when they install the deity, that whoever takes this mantra will never be able to have peace or will die. Some curse mantras, whoever steals the jewels.
Yeah, that is possible.
Even just recently, they were laughing at this curse and they took the jewel from Sita Devi in their car to go to the museum and their car crashed on the way.
Did they die?
No, they didn't die. The same severe crash.
Don't you think the whole British nation is now ruined?
Yeah.
Do you want more? But he has not suffered, he has simply died. This is the argument. He has suffered. But no, there is no suffering. He has simply died. What is the more suffering than death?
When somebody is dying and his external consciousness is completely absorbed in all kinds of terrible bodily symptoms, how is it that a devotee remembers Krishna? what is actually happening that he's able to remember Krishna?
The devotee generally remembers Krishna, but even if he cannot, Krishna will help him. That is guaranteed. Yes. Because he is devotee, for material condition he could not remember. But Krishna remembers. That he has done so much for me.
Otherwise it's just mechanical.
That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. You are giving the condition, then when Arjuna was a little disturbed, he said immediately, Arjuna, you have no fear. Did you not read this?
Then that verse, yam yam vapi smaram bhavam, is
part. Yes, that is general. But a devotee, because Krishna has taken charge of him, even he does not remember Krishna, still Krishna is there.
I carry what you lack, and Krishna said I cause the remembrance and forget the...
Yes. Generally, devotee dies remembering Krishna. Generally. But even if for material condition he cannot, then Krishna is taking charge.
What was the arrangement with Bharat Maharaj?
There is no question of hopelessness, no. We have to do our duty very seriously. Then everything is over.
So with Bharat Maharaj, that was special arrangement?
No. It was punishment. He became so much when attached with the animal that he forgot his duty in devotional service. That is stated. Forgot. He neglected. Therefore, he was punished, but he remembered that I did it.
Yes.
Special mercy.
You cannot neglect your duty. Then Krishna is already. A soldier is dying in duty immediately. The government takes charge of the whole family. That is, why not Krishna? Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, you know this song, avasya rakhive Krishna vishasa paas.
If one maintains his faith, then Krishna...
Yes, one should maintain his faith, that Krishna will give me protection. My duty is to serve.
When it says in the Shastra that 100 generations past and future of the devotee, they're liberated, what kind of liberation do they get? What kind of liberation does the family get of a pure devotee?
One who becomes a devotee, the statement is that 14 generations of his family, past, present, and future, become liberated. So what kind of liberation does the family members of a pure Vaishnava get?
Liberation means, that is explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to become devotee. That is it. To become a devotee is itself liberation.